This is the Texas Standard. I'm David Brown. Clowns. They're not just for circuses anymore. No, indeed. From North Carolina to Manor, Texas, and way beyond, police and schools have been on lockdown and high alert over reports of people with the appearance of bozo-ish, haunting places where kids gather. This phantom clown scare that we're seemingly in the clutches of isn't the first. There was a big one back in the early 80s. It began in New England, and it spread around the country. In fact, there's a theory that these come in waves, sort of a reflection of what's going on in American society at large. And Joe Derwin has been documenting this. He's a freelance journalist who studied the clown phenomenon. Joe, welcome to Texas Standard.
Hi, thanks for having me.
This isn't the first time we've had a rash of clown sightings. Why do you think this is happening now?
I've been giving that a lot of thought because certainly in the whole history of clown scares like this, there's never been an incident where there's been so many communities in such a short span of time that have had it. And I've heard everything from, suggestions about some of the social upheavals happening in the South where this really kicked off to, hey, look at the presidential election this year. So I think a lot of people are looking for, kind of a social explanation for why, clowns are just in the air, really, in 2016 right now.
Let me just ask you a dumb question. Why clowns? Of all the things to sort of have a phenomenon around, what is it about the clown?
I think in a lot of ways, America and Western culture has almost forgotten what clowns signify in society and what clowns, used to represent and mean. I think looking at a lot of cultures, kind of anthropologically across the world, clowns primarily haven't been for the entertainment of children. They haven't just been these kind of silly comic buffoons like we've seen in the last, say, century in America. They've been kind of dark. They've had a kind of a social function of, lampooning and kind of mocking the established order, whether it's religious or political or, really subverting the established institutions.
But we're not living in that other era. I mean, this is the era of Bozo and Ronald McDonald and, Emmett Kelly and so on, right? I mean, isn't that... That's the perplexing thing to me. I get the dark side of it, but why would we see manifestations of that dark side in a culture where clowns are seen as largely innocuous?
Because we have. I think we've repressed something that is fundamental to what a clown is and what a clown does in society after, all through history. And I think we've strongly repressed some of those parts of our culture, some of those trickster attributes.
Something strikes me, though, about this phenomenon. The evidence, as far as I know, is eyewitness reports, mostly from children or teenagers. The alleged clowns are never caught. Is it that people are lying, or is it that there's something going on with human perception right now, some kind of suggestibility thing?
I would say it's very much both. I think at this point, there's been a combination of factors like that. I think certainly with a lot of the early childhood sightings in clown scares in the past, there's been no substantiation. There's been no way to kind of verify. And there's been, that I'm aware of, no case ever where it's actually turned in that there's been a violent crime or a real incident associated with these reports. But now I think what we're seeing is, with social media, is this ability to participate on an additional level. And we've seen more copycats and people dressing up as clowns walking around. But it's very different when I think that happens because there's an instant sort of recognizability and there's photos and things appearing on social media that verify it in a way that hasn't happened with just the phantom clown rumors that get seeded. So I think, we've almost entered into a new phase where the participation in the legend has reached a new level. And there's kind of people who are still not committing any crimes, but now we're seeing people who are going out and being arrested for, just walking down the street in a clown mask because there's such concern at this point.
Joe Derwin is a freelance journalist who's been studying the clown phenomenon. Joe, thanks very much for speaking with us on The Standard.
Thanks so much.